Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. We've talked about what prayer is. It's communicating with God according to His Word in the Spirit. We're always taking aim at things that are not seen in the realm of the Spirit, whether we're waging warfare against the enemy or we're putting the spiritual laws of God into action to bring forth the will of God. Prayer is a legal transaction in the Spirit, also where we put the angels to work and releasing the ability and power of God that is going to bring the promises in our life. We also talked about the change from the Old Testament to the New Testament in prayer. We talked about in the Old Testament how they prayed to God or the Lord God. In the New Testament, we pray to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. In the Old Testament, they prayed as servants in the Old Testament temple made with hands with no free approach to God, while in the New Testament, we pray as children of God, as temples of the Holy Spirit with free approach unto the throne of God. In the Old Testament, they made their petition asking and requesting of God that He would hear and attend to their prayer and not hide from it, hoping that He would answer them. But in the New Testament, we now pray with a prayer of faith, in line with the Word of God, with boldness and confidence, knowing that it will come to pass. In the New Testament, we know that our prayer will release the power of God, that will manifest His presence, it will meet our daily needs, it will bring forth His rule and reign, and it will keep us in right fellowship, free from temptation, delivering us from all evil, and bringing forth His will on earth as it is in heaven. When we look at the major prayer scriptures in the New Testament, we find that there's a very important change in New Testament prayer in the way that we approach the Father, and this deals with the word ask. The word ask in the Greek is not always the same. There are two principal words for ask. One of them is eroteo, and the other one is aiteo. Both of these Greek words are used in John 16, verse 23, where it says, "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." The first word ask is eroteo, which means a request as a favor, to ask or petition in a general way. While the second word ask, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you, that word ask is aiteo, which means a demand of something due. We understand this when you look at the Strong's and you look up the word for ask, which is number 154, aiteo, you find that there's a comparison taking you to number 4441, which shows that eroteo is a request as a favor and aiteo is a demand of something due. When we pray, we're making a spiritual, legal demand of something due us. What is due us? It is all the promises of God that belong to us. Now, if we look at John chapter 16, verse 23, 24, and 26, we see that the word eroteo is used once, while the word aiteo is used four times. We see in verse 23, "In that day you shall ask or request of me nothing," eroteo. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask," aiteo, "the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked," aiteo, "nothing in my name. Ask," aiteo, "and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." And in verse 26, "At that day you shall ask," aiteo, "in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." These verses declare that we're not going to ask or request of Jesus anything. Now we're going to make a demand of what's due us of the Father in the name of Jesus. And he said, "Hitherto," which means up to this time, "have you made a legal demand of nothing in my name. Ask or make your legal demand of what's due you in prayer, and you shall receive that your joy may be full." Now what does legally demanding in prayer mean? When we were born again, we became new creatures in Christ. We're now in right standing with our Heavenly Father in relationship with Him. We are now heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, and the promises of God are already ours. Because all the promises already belong to us, we don't need to go to the Father and request or ask or petition Him to give them to us. Instead, we legally demand the Father to release to us what already is due us, which are all the promises of God because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. We mentioned that the legal demand of something due us can be clearly seen when we compare this to writing a check. When we write a check, we're making legal demand upon the bank to release our money to pay the person to whom we wrote the check to. The checks used to say, "Pay to the bearer on legal demand." A check is simply a means of making a legal transaction to pay our bills. Prayer is similar to writing a check. Just as we put money in the bank, Jesus has put the promises of God into our heavenly bank through the new covenant. And just as the money is ours, so are the promises of God. So writing a check makes a legal demand on the bank, just as a prayer of legal demand makes a legal demand upon our Father in heaven for the release of the promises of God. So when we make a legal demand upon the bank, we're not forcing the bank to give us the money. The money is already ours, and we're simply releasing what is already ours for our benefit. In like manner, when we make a legal demand in prayer for what is due us based on the promises that belong to us, and we make this of our Father, we're not forcing Him, of course, to give us the promises of God. The promises are already ours. We are simply releasing the promises that already belong to us by making a spiritual legal demand through prayer. Thus, we see that the prayer of legal demand is the legal transaction in the spiritual realm that legally demands our rights that are due us as joint heirs with Christ in order that the promises of God might be released in our life. Now, to show you very clearly what the word aiteo means, we're going to look at some scriptures showing this Greek word. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 20, here's where it says, "But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus." The word ask is aiteo, which means a demand of something. They were demanding for his release. In Mark chapter 15, verse 43, here it says, "Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus." The word craved is aiteo. He didn't go in there and request it. He went in and was demanding the body of Jesus to be delivered unto him. Another use is in Acts chapter 9, in verse 1 and 2, where Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and he desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now when it said he desired, the word desired is aiteo, which means he was demanding these letters to Damascus in order to bring the Christians bound to Jerusalem. Now the same word, aiteo, is used in all the major prayer scriptures in the New Testament. And we're going to look at these. Let's first of all look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. "Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him." The word ask is aiteo, meaning that's the way you approach your Father, making a demand of what's due you. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, "Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, aiteo, a demand of what's due us, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." In Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, "And all things whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, in prayer, believing, you shall receive." In Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire," the word desire is aiteo, "when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." In Luke chapter 11, verse 9, "And I say unto you, ask," it's the word aiteo, "and it shall be given you." Verse 10, "For everyone that asketh," it's the word aiteo again, "receiveth." So it's talking about making a legal demand of what's due you. Then in Luke 11:13, in speaking of how you approach the Father to receive the Holy Spirit, it says, "How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" The word ask, aiteo, a legal demand of what's due us. Another scripture is over in John 14, verse 13 and 14. "And whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Verse 14, "And if you shall ask, aiteo, anything in my name, I will do it." John 15:7. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask, aiteo, what you will, and it shall be done unto you." In John 15:16, "That whatsoever you shall ask, aiteo, of the Father in my name, he may give it you." In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, aiteo, or think, according to the power that worketh in us." In Philippians 4, verse 6, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests," the word requests, aiteo, "be made known unto God." In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire," the word desire, aiteo, "that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." In James chapter 1, and verse 5 and 6, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask, aiteo, of God, that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him." Verse 6, "But let him ask, aiteo, in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." In James chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, yet you have not, because you ask not. The word ask, aiteo. You ask, aiteo, and receive not, because you ask, aiteo, amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, it says, whatsoever we ask, aiteo, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And then in 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, in these two verses, the word aiteo is used four times. Two times it is translated ask, once it's translated petitions, and once it's translated desired. It says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask, aiteo, anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth, whatsoever we ask, aiteo, we know that we have the petitions, aiteo, that we desired, aiteo, of him. If we put this all together in 1 John 5, verse 14 and 15, literally it says this, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we make a legal demand of anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth whatsoever we legally demanded of what's due us, we know that we have the legal demands that we legally demanded of him. Thus we see that all the major prayer scriptures are using this word aiteo, which is a demand of what is due us. So when we pray, we're making a spiritual legal demand of what's due us. Unfortunately, most Christians are praying by making their petition or their request or asking God. Now it sounds good and humble, but it's inaccurate New Testament prayer. Remember, we do not request or petition God anymore as they did in the Old Testament. We now make our legal demand of what is due us in prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Another thing that's important in New Testament prayer is that it's done with confidence. The Bible talks about in 1 John 5, 14, this is the confidence that we have in him. That means we should have absolute confidence that when we pray, we're going to see results as long as we pray in line with the Word of God, making a legal demand of what's due us. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, therefore let us come boldly, or the word boldly means confidently, under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thus, as we've looked at the major prayer scriptures in the New Testament, we see that they all deal with aiteo. So how are we going to pray? We're going to make a spiritual legal demand in prayer by bringing the Word of God to the Father in the name of Jesus. And the way you make a spiritual legal demand is by speaking the Word of God that is the promise. As we legally demand in prayer, there's absolute confidence that the Father has heard us and that our legal demand will come to pass as long as we do not legally demand amiss with the wrong motive of serving our lusts. As I close the program today, I want to make available to you my book, Accurate New Testament Prayer, a very important book for the body of Christ, revealing the change from Old Testament to New Testament prayer. This book is available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.